Sweet Guluva, whose real name is Akhonathemba Mbele, was crowned the winner of Big Brother Mzansi Season 5 Umlilo on Sunday night. The 23-year-old student, model, artist, football player, and barber from Cape Town walked away with the grand prize of 2 million rand. His victory made waves online, with fans, even celebrities, rallying behind him throughout the competition.
I'm very much grateful to everyone who voted for me and everyone who loves me. I'm very grateful from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have done it without you. Oh, to Akulua Kuluchi, they're running Beijing, my own award. Watch me on TV, acting space and music, especially I'm a piano. So watch me everywhere. But hey, I'm shaking. I can't even say anything. I can't articulate myself properly. But thank you, Switches. And Maore, keep on praying.
After 72 intense days in the house, five contestants remained in the final stretch. Jojo was the first to be evicted, followed by Nate. Nzuku was next to leave, while Uyanda finished as the runner-up of the season. Times Live attended the watch party in Sandton, where former housemates Ashley Ogle and Muzi the Mbuzi shared their experiences in the house. Ogle spoke about her unexpected eviction.
Ashley, you look gorgeous today. Just your reaction, how's it been being part of this season of Big Brother?
Thank you so much. It's been amazing. I can't tell you, just God's blessings on God's blessings.
And your eviction, how was that? You seemed like you were very, very surprised by Swiss's decision.
I was not actually very surprised by Swiss's decision, but yeah, it was just a game, and it was a blessing in disguise. It was the biggest blessing I could ever have.
And lastly, you're welcome home. How was that?
Yeah, I got emotional.
Seeing everyone
there,
at Kinshasa Airport, how was that?
I don't cry, but I cried. It was amazing.
And expectations for tonight?
Luva's gonna
win, that's all I know. Muzi the Mbuzi, dressed in his striking white Chinese hanaf and Japanese shoes, talked about life after Big Brother and his move into fashion and music.
And yes. Life after Big Brother, how's that been?
It's hectic, man. It's very hectic. It's overwhelming. But obviously, you need to stay focused. You know, we have goals. You have goals out there. So,
and anything in the pipeline? What can we expect from the music?
Yeah, I'm talking new music. People must stay tuned on my social media. I'm talking new music. People must start sharing a visualize on Epic Friday for one of my songs on a project called Killing the Youth. So people just stay tuned on my social media to find everything.
Where can we find it if when it comes out on Friday?
Okay, it's gonna be on all DSPs. Okay. Anyway, there's music. You find it there.
Spotify,
Gifto, yes. Apple. Gifto, sharing music, the Mbuzi, Angeng Vumi. Okay. Yeah, so it's a lovely song.
And your fashion, man. I know we know you for this, but what actually inspires it?
Who inspires me? Yeah, it's all traveling the world, man. Actually, traveling the world.
In Asia.
Yes, you know, traveling the world, seeing different types of fashion. You know, when you come back, you come back to your drawing board and get your shit in order, you know.
Can you expect any fashion from you?
Yes, I have my clothing brand coming up. So I'm planning on involving every housemate to be part of the photo shoot.
Meanwhile, multi-award-winning transgender activist and media personality Yaya Mavundla highlighted the power of Big Brother Umlilo's platform in opening doors for success.
I think so. We have a big problem in the country where there isn't really a lot of a platform for people to like break into the industry. So, but now, because social media has played a huge role into, if you have like big numbers, then you are able to break into the industry. So now, if you're on Big Brother, you have got two things now. You've got social media and you've got television popularity. So even if you don't win, you know, it's really up to you how much you push and you get out there. So I think really we need even more and more seasons
so
of Big Brother.
The longevity of Big Brother is all up to you.
It's really all up to you. I mean, look at my friend, Kosi. Yeah. She's really done so well for herself through that platform. And I mean, I could name quite a few also that are really, really, you know, Tools Madala, who's on YFM, really has done really, really so well. Sol Penduka. Do you understand? Oh, really? Yes. So you see, a lot of people really have really taken it upon themselves to say, it's not going to end with me just winning or being on the show. I'm just going to push and showcase my talent outside of the show.
I'm Thabo Shabalala, reporting live from the Big Brother Mzansi Umlilo Watch Party. In Sandton.